his voice sound familiar? It's been a while.
It's all good.
Welcome back to season. Oh, wow. I thought you were going to sing it this time.
No, I mean, it's been a while. Baby you face. Didn't. No, they know what it is.
It's they the know
tone,
what it is.
It's the air. It's the emotion. They get it. They sang it.
Yes, we are back, guys. And, you know, it's a special treat this time because we finally have some sort of video for
yes,
you guys.
In the stew.
We are in the stew.
In the stew.
Shout out to Movement.
Shout out to
Anwar.
Black owned, black man. You know, I love when the black man show up for the women.
Yeah.
Love for the black man to show up.
This is going to be fun. This is going to be fun. So we thought that, you know, with this welcome back episode, that we would reintroduce ourselves. And, of course, Miss Porter did it.
Yes.
Oh, we didn't even say our names. I'm sorry, y'all. We just feel like we know y'all.
They should. They read the thing.
I'm Vic Jagger.
No, I'm Miss Porter did it.
Yes. Okay, so we're going to do a few questions that Miss Porter concocted.
Yep.
Hopefully this will give you a little bit of insight into what we like, what we don't like.
Who you
I don't even
with?
Know the questions for real. I skimmed
They're so
through
random.
Them, so I'm going to let you start.
All right. So I'm going to do all of them.
Wait, you going to do all the questions?
Yeah. No, I'm going to just fire. You got to answer. I'm going to go first. Then I'll go.
All right.
Ready?
Yep.
Middle initial.
D. D.
Same. D. What do you love about yourself?
Oh, man.
I mean,
you know
love.
What? I absolutely love my resilience. I think whatever I go through, I know that I can bounce back from it. I know that it's not going to last long. I know that I'm strong enough.
It's temporary.
Yeah, to get through it. So I love that about myself. Mm-hmm. And I love that I'm funny because everybody's not funny.
Ah!
And I've learned that. I mean, I don't mean that.
They not. They not.
But everybody's not funny and it's natural. And so I love laughing and I love making other people laugh, like organically, like not trying to be funny.
It's just
but
in your blood.
I mean, even when I do.
Her mother's funny too.
And yeah, and
just
my
daddy.
FYI.
Yeah,
the and
whole
they compete
family.
On
yeah,
who
I'm
gave
to say.
Me
the funny. All right, what do I love about myself? How I handle people.
I love that too.
Yeah, like I think I know how to handle people well. I think I'm getting really good at like knowing where to put people, setting boundaries, knowing when to say when. I like
now.
That. Now. I think I said I'm getting as in.
No, because I'm just telling you.
It was
in
terrible.
The field that you work,
you
come across so many different personalities.
Every day.
And I have seen you hold back.
Child, literally biting
my
tongue.
I was like, if they
tongue.
Only knew what was about to go down.
What's really about to come out my mouth.
And you just be like, okay.
All right. Favorite food?
All of them.
All right.
All of it.
Same.
No, but you know what?
Food is my favorite food.
Food is my favorite. No, for real. Let me think. Something that I always, you know what? I love seafood.
You know my
give
weakness.
Me a crab bowl.
Pizza.
Any type.
Oh my God, it's pizza. It's all food though. And I'm gonna go into chicken, fish. Yeah, all right. Favorite place.
To what?
Just favorite place. Whatever come to mind when you hear
my
it.
My home.
Mine is the beach.
Oh yeah, that is.
That's my favorite place.
That's kind of my favorite place. By the water. But I don't know. I really like I've made my house a home, so I just love being
you enjoy your space
at home. Yeah.
Okay. Biggest fear.
Doing stand up.
Ain't that terrible? Are you serious?
I just threw that out there.
Yeah, I'm gonna force you to do it.
It is a fear of mine. My biggest fear is probably like bugs, but
child.
Or heights. But stand up comedy, like currently. That's something that I'm working through, and I'm being pushed to do it by a lot of people.
Because you have to be pushed because you're stubborn. Is that on this
list?
It's
been
as well?
Years in the making. Oh. Wow, you scrolling too.
No, I was unlocking.
Okay.
What's my biggest fear? Snakes. People and
I was about
reptiles.
To say humans
I can,
and.
Yeah, I can't. Mm-mm. Okay.
Okay.
Regrets? Any?
I would say that I do, but you can't regret things. It's like, I wish I would have done certain things a different way. Mm-hmm. However, I know that if I would have done it that way, my story wouldn't be what it is now.
That's it.
So
it's the finger. That's how we know you for real.
Because
if I hadn't, okay. Do I have any regrets? Yeah, but they're probably not big enough. It's more of a, I learned something now that I wish I could have applied then. You know what I mean? So not necessarily like, oh man, I made a mistake or I should have made this choice. It's just like, I learned something
like,
that
I could
have applied. Yeah, but like you said, the experience got me to the wisdom. So.
Oh, I do probably have one regret. Back in college, first year in college, I let my friends talk me into getting a perm and color the same day.
Did you?
And my scalp was burning. And they said, it's okay. It's all right.
Really?
And purple hair dye was in all the showers.
Your outfit was cute. We used to, let me tell you, when we found out the weather was going to be nice, baby, it was all hands on deck. Everybody was getting their hair done. This was changing hair color, weaves, cuts, all because it was going to be 80 degrees. Yes. We still like that, too. All right. Do I have a favorite color?
Ink.
Okay.
Mauve.
Green. Green for me.
Yeah. Actually, I don't have a favorite color.
Okay. Did OJ do it?
Girl.
Answer the questions. Rest in peace, King.
Exactly.
Did he?
Did he?
Did he?
Did he?
All right. See what it was?
Did you catch that? No comment.
Shut up. All right. Morning person or night owl?
I have to be a morning person.
Same. I strive to be a night owl, but
I am
work.
A night owl I'm through and through. But now, at this current stage of my life,
the schedule,
I have to be a morning person. 3:45.
Ooh.
All the way live.
3:45. But how about, remember the first day I was up? Are you awake? Are you ready?
Y'all, let me tell y'all something. I got a new position. Mm-hmm. So my
congrats.
Schedule,
that's one of the things that happened while we were on hiatus.
Yes. We'll talk about all the things mm-hmm. that's happening with us. Mm-hmm. But let me tell y'all how this joint right here said that she was going to call in to the radio show. This is a morning show now. Y'all already know I think I'm Martin. Okay. When I tell you she called in and I'm like, hello, who's this? I don't even know if you said your name.
Mm-hmm. What did I say?
Wake the hell up,
the hell
Detroit. Clearly, we are in D.C., Maryland, and VA.
But the real ones knew. The real ones knew.
I'm like, look, I'm looking at Huggy like, she talking about Martin.
Sorry, y'all. They didn't get it. Listen, real
it.
One, she knew. I said I had to.
I just bust out laughing like, what? Wake the hell up, Detroit.
I had to. Okay.
My friends.
Ooh, y'all. Biggest turnoff.
Oh, man. Big jeans. I mean, it's, wait, what are we talking about?
Ma'am, just what comes to mind, big jeans? What comes to mind, biggest turnoff?
Big shoes.
Mm. Mine is.
And when I say big shoes.
Mm-hmm. Clarify.
I mean, guys who wear shoes that they know are too big and they be coming off.
Literally. Okay.
Because you already know.
What's mine?
Yours is on the lines of, it got to be. Just go ahead, shape up. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. You know what it is? Hygiene.
Yeah, that is a really big
that's
one. Actually, that's automatic, so. Who want to be with somebody stinky?
I don't know, but they be with them. I'm telling you, for today, it's hygiene. That's like the number one.
So biggest. What if he had just got finished working out?
No. That's not hygiene to me, though. Like, just
okay,
working
like
out
brushing
and you, like,
teeth?
Musty. Yeah,
and
or not, like, anything that make me feel like you dirty or nasty.
I had a list of things.
I'm sure you do. Mm-hmm. We'll say that for another day. Mm-hmm. Okay, three green flags.
Green?
Green flags.
Oh, man. All right. Showing up.
Mm-hmm.
Respect. How you respect people who don't know you, who may not be as
That's privileged on your level. Yes. And your same experiences.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And being all about me.
Yep. Are you obsessed enough?
Well, not too obsessed.
But focused, intentional.
Intentional.
Yep.
And obsessed in a good way, though. Like, when someone wants the best for you, and they always think of you in moments of, like, dang, like, thank you for thinking of me. Mm-hmm. That does that's hard. Sometimes that's hard to come by when, you know, everybody's caught up in their own shit.
Sure.
Okay, three green flags.
Sense of humor. Uh-huh. But, like, and a man not making me laugh, but not taking yourself too seriously.
Yeah, that's important.
Sense of humor, respect, mm-hmm. how you uphold me, how you uphold other women in your life too. Because I've seen, like, if you treat your mother and sisters them a type of way, respect. Or your female coworker, yes. So like, just how you treat women in general, mm-hmm. and integrity. Yeah, just integrity. Like, I don't like
scamming ass.
Not even just scamming. I don't like scammers. Not even just scamming, but like the old, you'd be like little lies that you'd be like, wait, did he just? Yeah, like just integrity, how you move. Yeah. So what'd I say? No scammers.
That was
how
yes.
you respect the women. And yeah. Okay. Three red flags.
Man, it's hard to narrow down to three. Please. All right, three red flags.
That is hard to narrow them.
No, it is, because there are so many. You know, when you've lived a life,
yeah,
there's so many red flags that, yeah. I know that one would be somebody that is not really emotionally available. Mm-hmm. What's another red flag? Small lies. You lie about something stupid.
We used to call them little lie.
You know I got a song for everything. What's another red flag? I'm trying to think of a good one.
A good red flag?
Yeah, to say, because there's so many.
Oh, your list is that long. Go ahead.
No, don't do that.
No.
I don't know. I think a money management thing for me is always a red flag.
Financial responsibility.
Yeah, if you're not financially responsible, mm-hmm. or you're like, your priorities are out of whack and messed up, that's a red flag for me. Because I feel like down the line, you're going to fumble something bigger. And hopefully it's not something that I invest in.
I'm be ready to fight.
Dragon.
Yep.
Dragon.
Let me see. Dragon. Let me see what three.
See?
Lazy.
Mm-hmm.
Lazy. Responsible. Like irresponsible, and
childish,
petty. Mm. Oh my God, I can't do petty.
Little tit for tat.
I cannot do petty. I cannot. I shan't. Who's your favorite celebrity?
Martin.
Okay.
Martin Lawrence.
Beyonce, Giselle knows Carter.
I knew you was gonna say that. So, I knew you was gonna say Beyonce.
What song was playing when you got out the car?
Earlier today.
Just now.
I was on the phone.
Okay.
But I don't even want to say what song was
playing earlier. Share. Knowing you, what were you listening to?
These hoes can't fuck with you. These hoes can't.
You see?
It came on my playlist.
It's okay.
So.
It's fine.
Miami.
It's fine.
It's catchy.
It's fine.
I don't even know what the damn song is about.
You know I was listening.
I go live right now without a filter on. Or whatever she said.
I never even heard it.
Really?
Girl, I don't listen.
I don't know what my little shuffle algorithm is doing.
You know, I was listening to
it. It sounded like affirmations to me. I was driving these hoes can't fuck with
you. Affirming you in your spirit. Okay.
Sounds like an affirmation song to me.
Of course, I was listening to
Beyonce.
Cowboy Carter.
Really? Yeah. I am still on Renaissance.
That's fair. Last book you read.
Wait, does listening to books count?
Yeah.
50 Cent's book. Hustle Hard.
Is it good?
Yeah.
So far? Okay.
Really good. I'm like on chapter 8.
Mine is called, I'm actually almost finished. It's called Anatomy of the Spirit. Really, really good.
Such a Pisces.
Really, really, I know. Okay. Jodeci or Boys to Men.
Ooh, yeah.
Oh, ooh, ah. Oh, that's a Jodeci. Okay.
Wait, are we in agreement?
I don't know. I sing more Jodeci songs, but I love me a Boyz II Men ass nigga. And I don't even know what that means.
I was about to say, but I can think mind, of, because all I was thinking of is Motown Philly.
Yeah, but
I wasn't,
it's a tie.
I wasn't thinking about my man in the desert with boots on,
with Doc Martin,
hot man, ass leather.
Yeah. But even me, I just want you to say what you're thinking. Whatever comes to mind when you hear it.
Like, I'll make love to you.
Yeah, so then Boyz II Men.
When you want me to. And I'll hold you tight.
All through the night. Not now, though, because I be hot. 41 came in with the flashes. You got to go over there. Give me like 10 minutes. Open the window. We'll come back. We'll reconvene. Best compliment you ever received. Best compliment that ever has you like, for real.
Oh. They have a beautiful spirit.
That's good. As you do.
Thank you. Yeah.
Actually, someone just said this to me on my birthday, and I needed to hear it. Mm-hmm. One of my homeboys was like, "You are a master at pivoting. Like, I've watched you change directions." And I was like, "Oh my God." Mm-hmm. Because sometimes it makes me feel like, damn, I gotta switch directions. I gotta, you know, sometimes you feel like, shit, I gotta change something up, or I got it. So it made me feel like, thank you for saying it that way.
And I think we have to change our mindset with that too, because I struggle with that, especially being a creative. You have so many ideas, mm-hmm, and you start things, and then sometimes it's like, I'm not feeling it. This is not something that I'm in love with. I don't want, maybe not right now. Maybe I should do this. And it's okay, mm-hmm, to start over. I think we have gotten caught up in, oh, you can't, you start stuff and you don't. It's like, slow down.
We
just
business.
Putting that, and mind your business, and drink your water.
And wash your face.
I think that needs to, that mindset needs to change. Like, if it's something that's not working for you, you can start
over. Or revamp it. Come back. Go get some bad experience. Come back. Pick it back up.
Yeah.
Okay. A cause that's important to you.
I think I'm always fighting for, like, equality when it comes to women. Mm-hmm. Just fair pay.
Fair treatment.
Yeah.
Mine is probably, like, mental health.
Yeah.
Across the board. Like, I'm really big on that. Mental health. I think that therapy should be the way you could walk into a clinic to get like an STD test.
You should
I
be
think
able
that
to
you
get
should
therapy.
Be able to walk into any, like, they should be resources where people can get therapy.
Yeah, I agree.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So.
Oh, here we go.
No, we definitely need to talk about where we've been, what we have been doing, mm-hmm, and what's been going on in life in general. Miss
mm-hmm.
Porter.
Okay.
Because you have, dang, the last time, did we, I'm like, where did we leave off? So much has been going on, though.
Let me see. I'm already in Black and Forth. So the salon's going well. It's been about a year.
Okay.
Just came up on a year.
Woo!
Dish Day is coming back around.
What's Dish Day?
Dish Day is this.
I said dish.
It's fine. Same thing.
We're
bring
dishing
your dishes.
And ditching.
Yep. No, it's just this idea that I came up with, promoting self-care for adults. That's it. Mm-hmm. Like, I think that we are so serious. We don't take enough time for ourselves. It's at a place that I love.
Mm-hmm.
Have a big party at the beach. It reminds me of Ferris Bueller Day, Senior Skip Day. Yeah. And just for about 8 hours, you leave all your cares behind and come relax on the beach, sleep on the beach.
And it is a good
sing
time.
Sing on the beach, eat on the beach, literally anything you want to do. So it's one of the things I'm most proud of.
Yeah.
That's coming up. I think that's, honestly, that's it. Like, I've just been.
Ditch Day is
working
it, y'all.
Towards a better life, honestly. Mm-hmm. Nothing too big, in my opinion. I might be missing out on some stuff, but just really taking everything one day at a time.
I what think we all you? Are.
Yes. One second.
Taking life one day at a time. Mm-hmm. I am entering new chapters in my life, which I'm very excited about mm-hmm. and just going into the unknown. First, my son is graduating. Mm, so he will
from
be
high
going.
School.
He's graduating from high school. He'll be going mm-hmm. to college. So I'll be an empty nester. And nothing could have prepared me for
getting
this.
On our nerves.
So I've been trying to
wrap your mind around.
Wrap my
mind
around.
You could be calling me to death.
The fact that my son will not be there. Yeah, yeah. That he will be at school. And letting him go out into the world. I think as parents.
And experience life.
We're always just like, did I prepare them enough? Did I teach them enough? Did mm-hmm. I? Are they ready? So I'm going through that. Like I said, I have elevated from my midday radio show to a morning radio show.
Yes.
And
not a, it is hers. It's not a morning show.
Okay. Yes. My
Thank
morning
you.
Show.
Yes.
With my co-host Huggy Lowdown. So yes. You've heard him. I mean, years mm-hmm. started with Donnie Simpson, Tom Joyner, back to Donnie. He was with Russ. Of course I started with Russ, in the morning show, which mm-hmm. is a full circle moment for me because that's how I started my career. And it's just been twists and turns ever since. And now I'm doing mornings, you know, I kind of slid into that time slot. So it has been great. It's been great. The numbers are looking good. And yeah, I'm just trying to make sure that I continue to elevate because this is, it's like now it's go time. This is where you want to go. And then excited to get the pod going again. Yes. We have so many ideas, live shows.
And we've been itching for some cameras.
Yes, yes. So, and I think, you know, I'm trying to be more social in this new season as well.
You trying to be more social?
I am trying
By
to be more.
What does that
I used
mean?
To be outside.
You did.
Let me tell y'all.
Yes, you did.
I was outside.
Yes, you did. So now you got to find a middle ground because you went from 100 to zero.
I did. Mm-hmm. And I loved it. Mm-hmm. And I still love it. But
you got to get outside.
I got to get outside. And I'm talking about outside of like working too, mm-hmm. because I'll do events and things like that.
And so that's
it's a
my
big
challenge
difference
as well. Like you got to go out just to have fun, not because you are here to get content for something.
Right.
Or you're here because somebody wants you to recap something. Like, come when you don't have to think. You know what
and
I'm saying?
And just to
where
meet people
relax.
And meet new people. Mm-hmm. And date.
You
want to
challenge yourself. What happened?
And date.
Okay.
I don't think we date. We don't put ourselves in positions to, like, to date. I mean, you do. For the most part.
Why the?
Even though. Because I am feeling a way
for
that you were supposed
part.
To do something. You were supposed to be, like, the researcher. You were supposed to be...
All right, y'all.
Actually
I was
going
to go to a speed dating event on Valentine's Day, actually. And I did not.
Oh, I was like, I was
did not.
Ready. I
you
even
tell
waited
me I wasn't
a little
going.
Bit. I waited.
Before you asked.
Before I asked how it was, because
I
just knew.
I didn't go. I
don't
Why
didn't know. You go? Did you get scared at the last minute?
I don't know. Knowing me, I probably was just tired if it was on a work day. But I don't know.
I
like, I'm
remember.
Not. I'm not against it because I wouldn't have signed up for it. But I also feel like I always hear horror stories. But I think
horror,
it was probably.
Horror stories or?
Or horror stories.
Well, that's. Yeah, horror.
What are you, I'm
like,
not sure.
Horror,
I've heard
horror,
both.
Horror.
Horror.
I'm a horror.
First of all, trying to form these words. Okay. Those stories.
Hotels.
And motels, but I'm gonna
take
go
to
though.
No motel.
I'm gonna go. I just didn't go to that.
You would go to a motel?
No, man. We're talking about speed.
All right,
dating.
I just wanted to clarify.
You see what?
You going to the joint that got a real key?
Mm-mm. Okay, the house key.
The house key joint.
They going to Home Depot to change the lock.
What?
They go to Home Depot to change the lock. They don't have a car. They go get a new knob. From Home Depot up in Rhode Island Avenue, copy them keys, and give a pay to the front desk.
Would you though?
Would I what? What are you asking?
If you were on a, if y'all don't know, I'm always on
it's
some.
It's always
what
some
if,
random.
What if?
Uh-huh.
What if the date was great, immaculate, and then all of a sudden he like pulled up to the motel joint.
I'm gonna stop you though, because the resourceful queen that I am, mm-hmm. I'm gonna just say, have you ever heard of Hotel Tonight? It's an app. You ever need a last minute hotel room? For real, and it's anywhere.
That's facts.
Yeah, and it's different grades, whether it's high end, low end. Yeah, so before we go to motel, we're going to pull up Hotel Tonight and see
what
did
he
got
get
what.
The low end? Oh, no, I'm just
no,
kidding.
No, no, but
no. No, I'm kidding.
But see, the low end one not. There is yeah, still, it's still not New York Avenue.
Baby. Sometimes we had on New York Avenue, clearly.
No, 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 no. I was just using the landmark for those that are local.
Oh, no, I'm just saying, just the proximity from
oh,
where,
yes.
You know, when Dream and New York Avenue has seen some things.
Stadium. Aqua. That whole little.
Somebody done took some wings from Stadium to the motel on New York
Avenue. Definitely got some wings to go. Definitely got some weeks to go with the extra sauce.
This will be good, though. What's up?
Get some ranch on the side. You about to head out.
Not to New York Avenue, I hope. No, but so, yes, we have been really busy, but we are back. We are excited to get back into things. Mm-hmm. So this is just part one, okay? We are doing a two-part show. We just wanted to make sure we say hi to y'all and
yeah,
not just
a minute.
Pop back on with another show
rude.
Episode.
Like we ain't never been ghost y'all and ain't come back. We talked about that before. Oh, you can't act like you ain't been nowhere.
Oh, yeah.
At least explain yourself.
We did.
Just come back like, hey, y'all. We've been looking for y'all.
And now y'all see us.
So we owed it to you.
Yes. Mm-hmm. All right. So make sure y'all tune in to the next episode because we will be getting into Living Single.
Hey.
Yes. Oh, no. I was about to sing Salt and Pepper.
I heard you.
Yeah. That's okay. Not an R&B Thugs episode. Not
we
this
can
time.
We can only do that live, y'all. They try, first of all, we can't even do those anymore without the R&B Thugs, right?
No, we can do them. Y'all, we did start getting flagged on them.
For
because
all the
we
samples.
Were doing some. We was just putting shit out. That's what happened when you just doing stuff.
That's okay.
But we still can do R&B Thugs.
Just
and
the
it'll
samples.
Be fun to do it. Yeah, without the samples.
Oh, yeah.
It'll okay. be fun to do it live, too. So y'all can participate as well. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So until next time, I'm Vic Jagger.
I'm Miss Porter Did It.
And you have been listening to Season.
Season.
Oh! Yes. A little. Where
you, we out.
Swear you Stokely. Bye.